Hi there, I guess. Welcome to, Okay, sorry, Ransom gave me a bunch of sticky notes to read to keep this episode going smoothly. Okay. Just a few minutes of filter, then play this set, then talk about something. Okay, what's this? Warning! Let's see. I picked you for this job because you have a high tolerance for shocking or gross stuff. But this is off the charts. So if at any point you feel overwhelmed, just press the clock icon on my computer twice, and then give me a call. Oh, you got this. Probably, P.S. Don't open the locked door for any reason. In 15 minutes, or I guess at 3:45, a man will come knock on your door. Ask him what the password is. If he says Marigold, you can FaceTime me so I can confirm his identity. If he does not say Marigold, barricade the door with the computer equipment, piano, and anything else. Then call me. Okay? That seems pretty weird, but I guess if that's what Ransom needed from me, I'd be best do it. I mean, he paid me $10 to run this show from this recording studio. Huh? They seem like pretty strong walls. I think they're titanium. Yeah, that seems right. Weird. And why does this door have 7 locks? Okay, this sticky note here tells me all the combinations. Better not read them out loud. Okay, now, where did that pre-written speech that Ransom had for me go? Okay, here it is. Ahem. I am amazed that this is still going. I was debating with just pulling this episode and rerunning episode 3, but I think that I made the right choice. At least, I hope I made the right choice. If not, well, I'm sorry for all of you, but at least this is the last installments of the basement tapes. And as soon as this is all over, as soon as this episode gets wrapped up, I and the Podnova X interns will take great joy in setting all of these tapes on fire as soon as we finish this. I'll personally throw all 8 of these tapes into the fires. These accursed tapes will no longer be able to hunt or taunt us with deaths and disappearances. It has been quite a number of weeks since... What? Okay. It's been quite a number of weeks since the disappearance of Alan, and many weeks more since the abduction of Maria. Both of these happened... Okay, this is nuts. Probably a joke, right? Yeah, okay, it's just a joke. So both of these happened on the air. So we were sure that it could happen again. Robert, this is why you're in such a remote and hopefully secure location. Okay? That was meant for me, and not you. Whatever. Okay, there's this sticky note here that's telling me what order to read these statements. Looks like I've got a message to play here from Kurt Smith. No idea who that is, but here it is.
Hello, listeners of this podcast publication. My name is Kurt Smith, Lead Mobilization Officer for IDEC, the International Developed Anomalous Control. I am here with a message regarding some disappearances and unusual happenings that you may have heard in these past weeks. Well, I am here to pull the rug out from this obvious ruse. This has all been fiction. A completely and totally not real silly story. Even this message right now is fake, written out for me to read. There is most assuredly no secrets being kept hidden here. No reason for us to lie to you. That would be silly. We are definitely not going to further investigate this. This is all fiction. That will be all.
Okay, not sure what that was, but it filled time. So next up on my little list here is, another message from Kurt Smith. Nah, I'm sure we don't need to deplay that. He just read a message. It'll be fine. It's always fine. Or at least some version of fine. Moving on, we have about 3 or so things left on this agenda. I'm supposed to now talk about this tape. So it's the last tape in this 8-part series, huh? This one has part of a label on it. Looks like a date.
I wonder if Ransom knows about this. I can only read the first three numbers. It looks like 322. Oh, that must be the date. March 22nd. No year, though. If Ransom doesn't know about this, that means I've cracked something. I know Ransom has said that there's no obvious order to these tapes, but what if all of them have some scrap of a date? There could be a way to piece together a timeline. Wow, this is a big thing. And to think I discovered it. Wow, let's play that tape now. Play that tape now.
Well, Mike, I'm on the move. I'm drawing closer and closer to you. And you must sense this, for I've watched you move 6 times in the past month. The children must be tired of this stuff. Or they would, if you knew where they were. They've been missing for just over a month. You put up signs, you called the police, but there were no signs of them. You still pack up their things each time you move, don't you? Holding out some hope that you'll see them again. Calvin and Lucy. Calvin was 10. Lucy was 6. Wasn't worm, Mike, because they're not anymore. They don't exist. From ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I took them, Mike. I took them far away from you and the world they knew. I took them and they broke. It's a wonder how quickly they broke away from their lives and homes. And then I killed them, Mike. It was quick and it was painless. I owed them that much. They did not know what you did. They did not make a choice to go with you. They had no choice to who their father was. They even gave them a choice. One could choose to kill another, or both could die. Lucy, brave, foolish Lucy, said they would both rather die than have one to another. Then Calvin did something I didn't expect. He stood with her. Children were loyal up till the end. I've seen the situation play out countless times. This was the first when both died. Things are changing. You know, this is quickly spiraling to the end. You have to know. Why else would you be moving so often? You must have had at least a suspicion when your children were taken. And Mike, you must know that this will not be a good ending for you. You are racing towards a conclusion, yes. But this will not be a peaceful conclusion. You hope it will be. How could it? For this was set in stone the moment this all began. The conclusion we all are racing to will be hot and messy. There will be noise and turmoil followed by a dark and empty room. The way things work, Mike, is like this. I will kill you. I will then set fire to whatever home you're living in. I will incinerate any evidence of you, destroy all existence of you in your life, and then I will personally destroy your infinite cassette tape. I will sit back and watch all evidence of you go up in smoke. How long will you feel so nervous as your absence, Mike? Days? Weeks? Months? If your children are gone, there will be no sense to tie up. Your wife has been gone for years. There will be nothing left that I will have to worry about. Every possible piece of evidence that you once existed will be gone. You'll be gone. Your wife is long gone. Your children are gone. You, Mike, will have to get the same treatment as your children. You will die slowly and painfully on one of these tapes. I wonder, Mike, if I destroy all of you, will it be like you were never here? I look forward to finding out.
Okay, this is all too much. I'm pressing the button the Ransom told me to press if I needed it this show. Okay, let's see. Ah, post-tape. I'm playing this, and while I'm doing it, I'll get out of here. This is all...
Hey, if you're hearing this, that means that Robert has enacted the Plan B, and I'm now talking to you after the cassette. I don't blame you, Robert. This is some pretty messed up stuff, but I hope you're staying in the recording booth until you're given the password. Robert, I can't confirm your safety if you leave the recording booth. Do not leave the recording booth, Robert. This is to make sure you stay safe and away from dangerous things that may hurt or maim or kill you. Well, okay, that's all the warning I can give to Robert. I really hope he makes it. So, listeners, that was the season finale of the Basement Tapes. We will in no way be ever covering this tape again. IDAC gave you some confidential statement, and all of those tapes are going into the fire. Thank you.
This episode, the epic finale of the Basement Tapes, contained the voices of Cyrus as Ronald, me as me, The voice on the tapes was James, and the voice of Kurt Smith, the IDOC officer, was also me. Ransom Duel, thank you for listening.